W8FU. NADBF. W8FU. W8CPT. W8CPT. W8DV Mobile. Greetings, Wally, N8WRO. Greetings, sir. What be up? Not a heck of a lot. I gotta go out and mow the lawn while it's such a nice day. I got family visiting from Eaton Rapids and from Dexter, so the grandkids are descending upon the house this weekend. Should be a good time. Oh, very good.
Yeah, I hope that works well.
Oh, green light. There's something that doesn't happen much. Green light, New Baltimore. Yeah, kind of looking forward to seeing the grandkiddos. I don't get to see them quite as much as I think you do yours because they're a little bit out. But, yeah, looking forward to that. I'm putting in my timesheet to Dave for the hours, I guess. We do that, right, for July.
I'm not sure. I also do. That's not my department, so I don't pay much attention to it. So, there's probably something I wouldn't do anyways.
Yeah, I'm not sure how important it is. I think he does report it to the state so that we get on some kind of a record how many volunteer hours we have. But, yeah, no big issue. I noticed he was dispatching today. I heard his voice, and I'm looking at the ham radio 7.2 and this and even GMRS, and it's like, where's that coming from? Glance over at the scanner. He's dispatching today.
Oh, very good. Hey, I got to run right here. Just go for a minute. I'll be right back.
Sure thing. N8WRO.
What a mess.
Where are you at? At 23 Mile and Gratiot area?
You know, I'm talking about my prescription. What a mess. So, 109 with insurance and CVS, which is less than 2 blocks away, $32. So, I am going to have them transfer it. I am not going to wait $90 or $60 or $70 just because. I'm telling you what, this thing has become such a mess.
Well, I hear you. I try to get as many of my maintenance ones as I can. I don't have that many, but from that OptumRx, and that seems to work. But you can't do them all. You still got to go retail for some.
Yeah. Well, this is just maintenance. It's just a low dose blood pressure medicine. Not even really a big one. Although it is one that came off patent about a year ago. So they still think they can get the long dollar for it. And it's like, good God.
Yeah, I think I was telling you, I get that Skyrizi shot every 3 months, and the retail on that, I can't even say it over the air. It's, at least I don't pay for it. I mean, it's $10 copay for me, but oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Yeah, the other one, that weight loss drug, that's crazy ass money too. So, all right, I'm at the other one. I'll be back. See you in a minute. W beating.
NAWRO.
Well, I got that mess figured out. WD.
Off to home or back to work?
I'm heading towards the office for a minute. As you can tell, I don't have my seatbelts on and my car don't like it. Yeah, I'm heading towards the office for a little bit. I've got a microphone I got to send back. I got some administrative stuff I have to do at work, and so from there, I think I got the prescription things handled, so I told them to transfer it. Yeah, I, you know, Sean and I had talked about that. You know, some people get highly compensated and very minimal benefits, and other people got great benefits, and, you know, and they're fair with their compensation. I'm of the first one. You know, all my life, my insurance is stunk. So I always want, I always ask, you know, when you go to buy, like for me, when I go to buy any medication, I always ask and I always research with GoodRx and, you know, a couple of the other ones. And, okay, $70. Is a lot of dough. I don't care what school you go to. I mean, that's a lot of money just to throw away. You know, it's not like it's you're buying apples and oranges. You're buying apples and apples.
Oh, yeah, I agree 100%. Sometimes you can save significantly. I am in the other boat there though. I'm sharing the same thing with Sean, although I did just switch over to their Medicare Advantage plan. So they didn't balk at all about that one Skyrizi med, but I got another one that I'm going to have to see. It is a GLP-1 to see if I can continue to be on it. So we'll see about that. But I can't, I cannot complain about the benefit. I did good on that.
No, and that's a great thing. I mean, really is a great thing. Yeah, he was telling me, Sean was telling me about, you know, some of the benefits that, you know, your employer offers. You know, it's just like, wow, you know. I mean, I've never, ever in my life had that. I've always had to fight for everything. It doesn't matter what it was, something simple. You know, many years ago, even a gallbladder operation, you know, they wanted to send you to therapy. I mean, really, therapy for a gallbladder that's failing. I mean, who knew?
Sure, you could go there and talk about your feelings.
Yeah, I'll tell you what my feelings were, so. I mean, I'm a big-time right-wing nutjob guy, except when it comes to health care. Then I get all upset.
Well, there is a little thing that I got transferred over to Medicare now. So prior to that, it was self-funded. The county was paying. But now that I'm over on the Medicare side, well, quite frankly, Blue Cross is paying. So somehow that makes me feel a little bit better. I don't know why.
Yeah, see, for a long time, I had to pay for Blue Cross. And Blue Cross is a great thing if, you know, if you're signed up with a whole group of people. Blue Cross is a terrible thing if you're just a self-employed dude, which I kind of am. That's bad. I mean, it was at the end, before I hit Medicare, I just hit it not even a year ago, but at the end there, I was like up to $1,300 a month with a $6,000 deductible, and they still denied everything.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to see how it goes. I'm new as of July 1st, so I've only had a handful of things clear. So far, so good, except for the GLP-1, but that was expected because technically Medicare doesn't cover it. But if you, you know, we're getting to the medical side of it here, which is probably TMI, but if they have a dual diagnosis of another, then you might get covered. So it's under appeal right now. I'll see how that goes. But that's about it for that.
Yeah, I saw a video from a pretty reputable source about, you know, these GLP-1 are actually cleaning your arteries. And not in a long term, but in a relatively short term time frame. And I kind of believed this because I had one of those 3D heart scans. You know, my brother died early. The younger brother died early of a heart attack. My dad died. My mom's had a bypass. You know what I'm saying? So I was a candidate automatically to have that 3D heart scan thing done. And my arteries were cleared. I mean, 100% cleared. And it was like, wow. And I'm wondering if it isn't because of that GLP-1. You know, so if that is the case, then that drug is going to become mainstream for a lot of people.
Well, in my case, and I won't speak directly about it on the air, but I've had great, great success with it. Next time we have a face-to-face, I'll let you know what where my numbers are, put it that way. But my last pin was Wednesday, so right now I got to see, you know, I'll be happy to hold where I'm at. That'd be great. But I agree with you. I think there's other health benefits, and I know it's just a shot dose right now, but I hear that next year they will be getting a tablet form of it. So once that occurs, I think what you said is true. It's going to become even more popular as long as they make it more affordable.
Yeah, well, I'm no longer on the pens. I was, and it's, you know, they were covering it for a little bit, and now I have to draw it up, you know, with the syringe, and I had Marion stick me, but that's how I have it done, you know, with the, I get the vials and that kind of stuff, but, you know, from my past life, I have no problem drawing it up and handing her the syringe and saying, here, stick me. You know, it doesn't bother me a bit. So, but that pen, oh, my God, that was cool. I mean, boom, that thing was so fast you didn't even feel it.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing for well over a year, about a year and a half. Every Wednesday was Zepbound morning. And, I was easy to use. You just didn't want to accidentally waste it because it is kind of expensive. I don't know how you would replace it, even though it's covered by insurance, but good stuff.
Oh, yeah. They're good better, a lot of the stuff. So, all right, Tim, you going to go to the Breakfast Club tomorrow morning or not? Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am. Haven't been down there yet, although I got the family members coming over this weekend, so I'm booked for this weekend. But one of these days, Wally, we got to get you, Dave, Tom, and maybe a couple others, and let's do something in New Baltimore or Chesterfield or something like that.
I'm good. I'm up for that. Yeah, start our own little club. Friday mornings or something. So, because Tom, you know, he usually doesn't have too many emergencies, you know, as far as getting hit in the road and stuff like that. So, I've been playing around with Tom's radio, trying to fix it, and I've been hitting, you know, plus it's good training for me, learning about how to use scopes and analyzers and stuff like that. And, I can't figure it out, but hey, learned a lot, learned a whole bunch, so that's good. So, all right, sounds good. I got to let you go in the office parking lot, and they're all staring out the window at me, but I think they know what I'm doing. They know what I do for fun, so. They think I'm a tornado chaser. I guess I kind of am.
All right, 73 is Wally, NHWRO.
Take care. We shall chat soon. WAD.
AEACUW, Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Uniform Whiskey. Anyone listening today?
WD8KLL.
AEACUW, how are you?
AEAC something W. WDKL, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm all right, partner. Riding around Centerline on my bike. Today's a beautiful day. I need to get back to the dealership in like an hour and pick up my brother's truck. They don't have a good way to notify you, so you just got to figure it out. I figured 2.5 hours would be enough to do a damn oil change.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, it's a beautiful day to be out on the bike for sure. Excuse me, we got a couple of e-bikes that we would like to go down to Paint Creek Trail there and check it out one day.
I hope you can hear me okay. There's kind of construction going on in the background. But yeah, on the e-bike, it's just a great time, honestly.
Yeah, I'm up in Burton area. Near Grand Blanc, and we got quite a little trail system around here that we can ride on, but we're ready to venture out down that way and see what else is out there.
I've been to a lot of smaller parks that have a lot of trails and such, but I'm keeping my eye on one of those longer trails. Those seem really nice.
Yeah, roger on that. Yeah, my bike will go 50 mile an hour without even touching the pedals, or 50 miles, I should say, about 28 mile an hour. So we have a lot of fun on them.
Oh, absolutely. I try to proselytize them to anyone that'll listen. This electric bike has me out, you know, in the world being active, enjoying it.
Yeah, roger that. That's the reason I bought it is I've had 3 back surgeries and I can't be on my feet longer than 20 minutes without my leg going numb. So I bought a couple of e-bikes and I get some exercise.
Yeah, this is really like a mobility center that just it'll take you anywhere, you know? Anyway, I got to stop in this place right here. I'm going to go say hi to them. So this is KE8ZUW signing off. Clear. Thank you very much, brother. 73.
All right, my friend. Nice talking with you. Ride safe. WD8KLL, I'll be clear.
WD8KLL. Mobile.
WD8KLL in the mobile.
What up, KLL? We're here for a couple of minutes anyways. Heading towards my office, towards Tom. Go have lunch with one of the guys I work with. I figured I'd throw my call out.
All right, Wally, how you doing today? I just jumped in the truck getting ready to run some errands here, so I threw my call out. It's all good.
Very good. You're on M1 system somewhere up north, right, if I remember correctly?
Yep, yep. I live in Grand Blanc, and I'm off the Holly repeater.
I'm off the Richmond repeater, but it's kind of a toss-up. I've got this little town called New Baltimore, which is where I hail from, and nothing really covers it. That's the way to word it. Nothing really covers it. Handy talkie grade, walkie talkie grade. So right now I'm using the Richmond repeater, and you get a little bit south of town, the ump. It all works. It works, mobile, and I'm not much of a handy talkie person anyways, unless I'm like right on top of a tower or something that's that injured, then I'm happy with it. So I've got a beautiful Motorola XTL 1500. Only but goody.
Oh yeah, Roger on the Motorola walkie there. That's an oldie but goodie. It's true. Yep, really good. From what I read, yeah, I'm on a Yaesu 510. Got the digital and dual bander. I really like it.
That one does the. That's their brand new one, isn't it? That does the fusion stuff. The one FTT 500, and they just came out with that 10. Is that the newest one?
Yes, it is. Yep, it's they have a ASP version, which is the auto signal processing chip in it, and I got to say, it's amazing, absolutely amazing how it pulls weak signals out. It just brings them in.
I really got to figure out how to get this thing to quit scanning while I'm talking. So, yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about that one. I do know that the fusion stuff, I think up your way, too, it's, I don't know if you utilize it much or not, but I think, what they call it, Eastern Michigan Link, Eastern something, I know that that is one of the areas where I can use a handy talkie flawlessly, because they do have, Bill, NHSR, NHSARF, something like that. They do have one in New Haven that works really, really well, covers our area. So that seems to be quite a bit of conversation going on that one. So I don't know if you've ever chatted there or not.
Yep, yep. They have a fusion repeater here in Flint. But the funny thing is, I can't hear anything on the Flint repeater, but I can hear on the Southfield repeater, the 760, I think it is. And I can hit the Southfield repeater, but I can't hear anything on the Eastern Michigan link through the Flint repeater. So, go figure.
Yeah, that's odd. I don't know. My semi-talking was one of them asking why. Maybe they got a different setting or something of that nature. So, yeah, they claim. I don't know this for a fact. I just know what people say, that the Fusion and the P25 are very similar, and that those two are supposed to be the best of the digital codecs. At least that's what I've heard other radio geeks say.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I've only been licensed since March, but I got a hot spot and I've been messing around with that. I haven't even actually went on the P25 side yet, but I crossbowed from 4FM to Brandmeister or the YSF reflectors and all those. So other than that, I haven't really played around too much, but I do like the Fusion. I can get out quite far. It's amazing.
Yes, sir. Continue this conversation. conversation later today because I'd like to hear about your fusion experiences. Yeah, there's a lot of 25 traffic in Southeast Michigan, but that you're going to be able to access via MMDVM. So we shall continue. And I don't want to hear where you've been on the radio, which is what she's going to say anyway. Chat later, WAV.
Okay, well, good talking with you. I'm at my destination here, my first one, so we'll chat later. WD8KLL, I'll be clear.
K9KAR, testing.
WD8KLL, monitoring. WD8KLL, WD8KLL, KF8GDQ, am I coming in all right?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? Yeah, you're coming in, a little bit of popcorn, but I can make you out.
I wanted to see how it was making it there.
Oh, I heard that transmission is, I wanted to see how it was making it in, that was it.
All right, gotcha. All right, I appreciate the comeback. We'll talk again probably on GMRS, but I hope everything's going good. We'll talk again. This is KF8EDQ. I'll be clear and listening.
Okay, Mike, that time you came through crystal clear, so I don't know if you're moving around with HD or not, but good hearing from you. I haven't heard from you in a while, so we'll chat later. WD8KLL, will be clear.
K9KR, testing.
ABPR. W8FU.
ABLI.
W3LNS, W4FCD.
KE8VSI, KE8VSI. Greg, you copy? KE8VSI.
KE8VSI.
Gotta love the Warren repeater. we're gonna make a right here.
Yep, Rod Joe. Yeah, the, my nav had me flip around and go south like he did, or like we did, but it wanted me to take 75, so I'm liking this better, because it's just a nicer ride home, so very good.
You broke up on that. I only got the, I was going to head south, and then I broke up.
In a hole here, hang on. Anyway, my nav said to go south, just like we did. But last time we left it, they had to go north. But instead of doing what we're doing, they wanted me to take I-75. But I like this ride better.
Yeah, we'll just take this down to Tink and make a left and then all the way across. Oregon Road is closed about halfway down, right at Dutton. That last big rain or the one before that, the road completely washed away. So they've got that closed, and it's going to be a while.
glad you told me that, because I probably would have tried that again. But this worked out really well this way.
And Dutton here, that goes through to LaPierre as well, so we could have come across right here on the right. That's the way I went to get there. But either Dutton or Silverbelt can come over to Adams like this.
Roger.
W-A-C-P-T. AFA, DRC, W8EAP. KFA, DRC, W8EAP. Jack, are you out there?
W8EAP, KCKU.